UD students devoted over 700 hours to the all-volunteer Cecil County Historical Society, where they cleaned and documented a wide array of clothing items. They found an 1850s maternity dress, an 1850s corset with an attached fanny pad, a chest-flattening bra worn by a flapper in the 1920s, and a bright blue World War II Women's Red Cross uniform. Museum Studies Director Catherine Greer said many of the items came attached with what are called granny notes.
And what that is a note pinned to a piece of clothing or a quilt or something that tells the story of it, tells who owned it or who wore it or who made it.
The students used those notes to help record additional information about the pieces, including an elaborate nine-piece 1870s Quaker wedding gown.
It has a family history. We know where the wedding was in Cecil County, and it's all nine pieces all the way down to all the underwear.
Students were even able to uncover genealogical information about the wedding dress owner's family. Greer said she started teaming up her students with local museums 8 years ago after a report indicated most small cultural organizations didn't have inventories of their collections. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.